Well, I was born in Cambridge in February 18, 1924. And at that time, just before the Depression time, prior to the Depression time, my dad worked in the post office and my mom was a registered nurse. She was working in various hospitals. So we didn't really feel the pressures of Depression because they were doing quite well. And we grew up in a part of the community that was mostly predominantly white. There was only two or three black families in the community area. And so I didn't get the advantage of being able to live in a black community, to learn, to actually be able to feel the black culture, or to grow up in the black culture. And so I really wasn't accepted in the white community. And yet when I tried to socialize in the black community, they felt that I wasn't black enough. I was not born in the hood or in the black culture, so I wasn't accepted in either one of the cultures. And so I had one foot in one culture, one foot in another. And this was a very, very disturbing thing for me because of my learning my identity, who I was, and